Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, with over 45 years experience, is used to covering just about anything you can imagine. Auto, home, farm, life, even Medicare coverage. All the items that are your biggest investment. Michelle and her team know how to give you affordable coverage you can count on. Plus, stop in and find out how easy and affordable health insurance can be. Stop in at 337 Kentwood Drive in Frankfort or call 654-0287. For Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
WILO. A friend you can depend on.
I have always been proud of this radio station and the commitment they've made to high school sport. And none any better than WILO. WILO does so many creative and wonderful things for our community. I think sometimes we take it for advantage, and we shouldn't. Cherish every opportunity we get to talk about our football program and the state of events in football.
We want to thank WILO. If it weren't for your giving us a voice and an opportunity to reach your listening audience, a lot of our missions wouldn't be accomplished. So many thanks to both you and Kevin.
The number one thing is communication. And during a crisis like this, the fact that you guys, through Clinton County Daily News and through the radio station, have been able to, you know, get our messages to the public has been vital in making things smooth and run very seamlessly.
WILO, keeping you connected to our community.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Bill over there.
Hello.
And we've got Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly on the phone. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Clinton County. How are you gentlemen there at WILO this morning?
Doing fine, sir.
Doing all right. Finally Friday, day after Thanksgiving. We're trying to take it pretty easy around here.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I'm calling you from my tree stand today. I didn't want to forget you.
I appreciate that. Very good.
How's the hunting this morning?
The hunting's, everything is moving but deer this morning, so we'll just have to be patient and may have to go into the muzzle loader and late archery season, but it's okay. We're still out here enjoying the weather.
Yeah, right. That's part of the sport, isn't it?
Absolutely, but it's nice to get out and enjoy the parts of Clinton County that, you know, it makes for a good weekend.
I saw the other day on Facebook you had a pretty good day hunting pheasant recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we had two good times, and limited out at both days with pheasant, so we got to, you know, we'll get to enjoy that this weekend as well.
Nice. Very good. Well, again, on Facebook, I know you guys have been really busy the last couple of days at the Sheriff's Department. One thing I wanted to ask you about was your third annual Stockings for Soldiers that you guys put together here in the last couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. We work with a group called Yellow Ribbon Project. It's the Maupin family out of Cincinnati, Ohio area. And, you know, it's an interesting story behind it. One of the gentlemen I partner with, he was my fullback in college. We played football together, and we stay extremely connected. And he owns Priority National, which is a title company in that area. And it, you know, is a project that was important to him, and we talked about it, you know, the first year we got in there at the sheriff's office. And so we partner with them and our vendors that provide the items that we send over. And it's a real neat story, and we get we supply about 250 packages, cards, playing cards, things like that, snacks and some other things to the soldiers, and we include some, you know, local information where it comes from, and usually we get back cards and things like that from some commanding officers and the soldiers themselves, and it's nice to be able to share that with those soldiers that are overseas and deployed and the different parts of the world that they don't get to be home and take part in with their own families, but it's nice to send some things to them and let them know that we care about them and that we definitely support them here in Clinton County.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Sheriff, I also I see, you know, so many times you guys are out there trying to catch bad guys and keep an eye on things, but it seems like every time I see something from the Clinton County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, it's either a press release of something serious or some other way that you and Ashley and some other staff at the jail are trying to reach out in the community, just like with the Sleep and Heavenly Peace that you guys have recently done and partnered with that group.
Well, that's an important part is being involved in the community and showing, you know, our support for our community, not just counting on the support from our people in the community. So it's one of those things where, you know, these different programs, and we can get the inmates involved in, you know, with the packages for the soldiers and the Sleep and Heavenly Peace on the bed build, to be able to get them involved, it makes a huge difference in everybody's lives, and especially, you know, with the bed, it just makes for a fantastic opportunity to get the inmates to help give back to the community and to the kids out here in the community that need beds in the general area.
And I know adult education is important to you as well, as you've had a couple recent graduates, Robert Clem and Roderick Holmes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on pace, I think, this year to have more than we had last year. I think we have Elizabeth Alber runs that program for us and really is the spearhead for it. And I think we're on pace to probably hit 30 graduates this year.
Oh, very good. Very good. One other thing, and again, I'm cheating off of Facebook here. I'd seen a couple weeks ago this Chevy Tahoe, these Chevy Tahoes that you guys have recently got. These things are pretty bad.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're fantastic.
They look, you know, cool.
It is the best patrol vehicle that is out there on the market. And you know, it took us quite a while to get those ordered and get them in, and you know, quite a bit of discussion in the beginning on what those vehicles, you know, how we were going to get them and how we're going to pay for them. And it is through a federal inmate fund that provides the funding for that. So it does come from a tax base. It comes from a tax base on the federal level through the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And but if we don't take part in that program, somebody else is going to get your federal tax dollars. So to bring that back into the community and get those vehicles purchased, it takes the burden off of the county. It takes the burden off of our budgets, and we're able to give those line items back to County General, and that money can be used in different areas of the community. So, you know, that was a part of the big program and part of the program to make that happen, and not only hire additional police officers to work the road, but additional jail staff inside the facility. So, and with that, you know, it is what it is. It's been a great program. It's been a program that has alleviated quite a few dollars from the local county budget.
Well, you know, full disclosure, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook person. But I guess I've missed out on a lot because the programs and things that you're listing off, Kevin, I had no idea. You know, they're going. I'm sure we've got them on Clinton County Daily News and things
right,
like that.
Right.
But this I like. This shows like creative thinking and someone who's trying to solve problems
outside the box.
You know, getting education for inmates and. And the other one is building beds for people, correct?
Yeah.
I think I heard about
that. Yeah, that's for kids who don't have beds. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, I know another thing that you started to implement right after you were elected on the outreach part was working with some of the other factories here in town and other businesses to get some of the inmates, you know, help place them in a job so they have somewhere to go when they get out of jail and start off on the right foot.
Absolutely. It's a program that, you know, my wife, Ashley, the matron, that she put together, and it's called the Second Chance Program. And we partner with several of the local factories and even some of the factories from Tippecanoe County. And these folks are able to get interviewed before they submit applications and interview before they get released. And, you know, it's a big part of giving somebody the ground to stand on and the ground to stand on their own 2 feet. When they know that they have a job when they step out of that facility. So it's, you know, it's important to us to, not only are we there to keep them detained or locked up, it's our responsibility to get them to a better spot in their life when they walk out. And, you know, and that's like we have an 18-week drug and alcohol rehabilitation program with inside the facility. We've had a few graduates from there. And, you know, and it's a long, tedious process, but those are the things that, you know, we feel obligated to provide to the inmates because the majority of our inmates are our own community. So if we're not helping our own people, then, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not, that's what's the point. So those mm-hmm. programs are, you know, just strengthen our community. And believe me, we've had some great success stories through those programs. And I got to give the credit to Ashley and the jail staff. Natasha Douglas is the commander of the jail. And some other people that have just, they pour everything into it, and that's all you can ask for. So with that, you know, it's a responsibility, it's an obligation that, you know, we should feel obligated to fulfill.
All right, Sheriff, before we let you go, any final thoughts on, I know we'll see you probably at least a couple times before the end of the year, next month in December, but any final thoughts on 2021 or looking ahead to 2022?
Oh, looking ahead, you know, excitement, you know, and that's all I can say. We're ready to step into 2022. We've got a lot of plans for this coming year. Obviously, there's a primary, and I will be seeking re-election for sheriff, and appreciate all the county support and work to strive at that and do everything that we can to provide to our community. So we do have a new canine handler, and I know I've talked about it before, but she was just certified last week as an official handler of her canine Tico. So you're going to see Melissa Trump. She's one of our newer deputies, but she came with experience to the sheriff's office and has put a lot of effort and a lot of training into the last several weeks to getting certification with her canine Tico. So with that, you'll see her out and about working, and feel free to stop and talk to her and visit with Tico. But, you know, that's exciting to have the ability to do that. And Sergeant Joey Mitchell is the coordinator for our canine program. So, you know, with that, we look forward to the future with her and working with Tico, our newest canine. We also have another canine for the inside the facility, and that is Canine Diesel. That is going to be handled by Barth Mink, which works here at the sheriff's office now as a special deputy in the corrections.
Very good. Yes, I saw that on Facebook as well.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's always something going on, but, you know, the ability to provide and make our community stronger, and you know, that's something that we're going to strive for every step of the way.
Well, Sheriff, always good to talk to you, and best of luck in your tree stand. Be safe out there, and we will catch you real soon, all right?
Absolutely. Clinton County is going to start snowing and freezing in the next few days and next week, so let's be careful out there and drive safely. And we are still addressing some issues with traffic, things like that. We're getting some complaints up on 700 North on the east side of the county with people driving too fast and there's always school bus violations. So let's take care and pay attention to the roadways out here, folks.
All right. Sounds very good. Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly on Wylo's Party Line. Bill and I are going to take a break. We'll come right back. More Party Line next on Wylo.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office at 1748 East Wabash Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The young lady had called me up a few months ago from South Carolina. She wants to go to Ole Miss and pay four times the tuition because she's out of state instead of going to South Carolina, in-state. Why? I asked her. The houses around Ole Miss, it's such a pretty town.
It is very pretty.
No! It's a pretty town. You're killing me here.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probyte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Isn't it interesting? This whole thing about growing up. And that's what we talk about here every day on the show. Directly or indirectly, is am I ready to delay pleasure to win? Dave, I want to change the rules. Can I change the baby steps? No, because you can't change the baby steps. You don't get to make up new math rules. There are certain laws and certain principles that work every time. You're not the exception.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Here we are on a finally Friday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Bill over there.
Hey there.
Hey there. That song was for Forrest Gump, who hates Bobby McFerrin and hates that song. But don't worry, Forrest. Just be happy, okay?
Just be happy. We could have played Black Friday by Steve.
That's right. Todd played that for Bobby in the Attic this morning. Because, of course, he did.
Good kid.
Mm-hmm. He's a good kid. We've got about 9 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Today, beginning the busiest shopping weekend of the year, as we mentioned at the top of the show, several retailers kicked off their Black Friday sales early with more discounts just hours away. I think last year, because of COVID, a lot of them started their Black Friday sales the week of Thanksgiving. You could get those deals like,
yes,
you know, Monday.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple deals include Apple AirPods Pro on Amazon for $159. That's a deal.
I don't know.
How the heck much do those normally cost?
I don't know.
Plus a Dyson cordless vacuum at Target for $250. Again, that doesn't sound like a very good
I don't
price
know. Yeah,
to
I,
me.
I don't.
How much is one of those things?
I get a feeling that if you and I turned on The Price is Right today, that you and I would never get on the stage.
No, we would.
Okay, it's a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Starting bid, you'd be like, $60.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much, actually. It's actually $550.
Yes.
God dang it.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Always take into account for those California prices, too.
That's right.
Sometimes, right?
California tax and emission.
Well, as we mentioned, Black Friday, official start of the holiday shopping season. Good luck finding everything you need. They say supply chain issues means there won't be a ton of great savings today. So let's scare you back into your house. Experts think most of today's shopping will happen online, and stuff like computers and gaming consoles and e-bikes will be the hardest thing to get your hands on.
Yeah.
I know Shell ordered a cell phone for herself the other day. Got a Black Friday deal a couple days prior.
That's all right. Nothing
so,
wrong with that.
Yeah, it's normally $450 or $500. She got it for like $250, I think.
And
I
we
think.
Know that's a good deal.
We know that's a
we
good
know
deal.
We know the price
it's
of the
Apple
phones.
Phone.
We
yes.
got that. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. They also have here in our show prep Brown Friday. Sounds kind of gross, but plumbers call it Brown Friday. The day after that huge turkey dinner usually causes clogged pipes and other sewage issues. But not for the reason you're thinking, though.
Okay.
Plumbers suggest you don't pour gravy, pan drippings, and other food down the sink unless you don't mind paying them triple time to unclog your pipes the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So Brown Friday, I'll never forget that now.
Yeah.
So it's a National Day of Listening celebrated on the day after Thanksgiving. After your drunk uncle blurted out all that juicy family gossip yesterday, it's time to write it all down, they say. It's a National Day of Listening encourages families to record their history and stories for preservation.
Huh.
Which is kind of cool.
Those are usually oral traditions, so
yeah.
No one wants to write down the story.
Pass
of,
down through
yeah.
the years. My dad, a couple years ago, told me and my brothers each year from now on for his birthday and for Christmas, he wanted us to write a story. Just, it could be one page, 2 pages, 5 pages.
A made-up story?
No, a story from your... just our life or
okay.
a good
okay.
childhood memory
sure.
or something like that. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We all did it for a few years. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
We'd read them at Christmas and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Today's also National Flossing Day.
Oh, man.
Because there's probably still some pie stuck back
there. I think I probably said this or told you this before. There's famous comedian Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, Mitch.
I love Mitch. And he does a joke. He's
darn
like,
heroin.
Do you want to know how hard it is to quit smoking? It's as hard to quit smoking as it is to start flossing. That's hilarious.
But once you start flossing, you feel lost if you don't.
Sure, you start to feel icky. Like when you lift weights and you quit going to the, you know, you miss a day or two and you feel fat.
Yes.
So that's good. That's a good thing to
do. Yes, it is. Yes. I'd started flossing about a couple of years ago, and I carry those little dental picks around.
You are always flossing and take very good care of your teeth and gums.
I try.
So I bet your dentist visits are in and out.
I try. Just in case the 26,000 calories you consumed yesterday weren't enough, a new study of Google Trends found that America's favorite flavor of cake isn't chocolate or red velvet. It was ice cream flavor. Really?
I don't know.
Is that even a cake?
Out of the 13 people we surveyed, that's what it said.
Gosh.
Cake flavored, what? Huh, Cookie-flavored cake?
That's a little
weird.
What's
everywhere? You know, kids are digging it.
I guess.
It's obvious. It's on the news. It's the biggest thing on the news. You know, it's what it is.
I did have my fill of pie yesterday. Boy, that's for sure.
What's your favorite pie? What's the pie? What you doing?
You know, any, I guess, would be the honest truth. I do like pecan.
Okay.
I do like pumpkin. Cherry's very good.
How about the state pie of Indiana? Do you enjoy that pie?
Which is?
The sugar cream pie as the pie of Indiana.
You know, I'll eat a piece, but it's kind of like chocolate pie. That's not really a pie. That's like pudding.
Settle down, callers. Calm down. He didn't mean it that way. He didn't get enough chili this week.
The sugar cream pie is kind of the same way. You know, I like it, sure. Who doesn't?
I do, too.
And Mickey Sudo and Nick Weary are competitive eaters for a living, and they're engaged, Bill. They're known as the Hungry Couple.
Okay.
And they decided to see how fast they could take down a 22-pound turkey on video while their son was napping. 7 minutes, people. That's what it took, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's more than 3 pounds every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But. Times whatever that is times 10 is how long you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Participating in Brown Friday.
Friday, that's right. And last but not least, the Old Farmer's Almanac has released their winter weather warning, and we're not going to like it. Ken and I have been talking about this a few weeks.
Six more months of Joe Biden?
Yeah, at least.
Okay.
They're calling it the season of shivers, which again, 6 more weeks of Joe Biden. Basically, it's going to be real cold, basically, and long.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me wrap my mind around this.
I know what you're going to say.
We're getting into the winter, and it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. What a concept, right?
Hmm.
Well, they say really cold.
Oh,
and they say really long and cold.
Long and cold.
The almanac is accurate 80% of the time, so it's safe to say you should probably dig out your woolly socks or something.
Time will begin to warp and slow, and the temperature will drop even more. I'll tell you what, the almanac's something you can take to the bank, huh? That's good stuff.
What a concept.
That's wonderful.
Bill, thanks for joining me this week, man.
Glad to be here, and you know what? Everyone, enjoy Ken, and welcome him back on Monday, please.
With a big, bright smile on your face. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, thank you.
All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They include Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I both back Monday morning at 8:30 for that edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend from Wylo.